Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Kuf Vav. We're holding just about halfway down the Umud at the two dots where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Pirashti Mincha Shel Esroi. Recall we had a machloikis in our Mishnah. The person said, last night before going to sleep, I was already very, very, very tired. But one thing I remember, Pirashti, I said I'm going to bring a Korban Mincha. But I just don't remember how many esroinim did I say I'm going to bring in the mincha. Was it one? Was it five? Was it 20? Was it 30? 50? Maximum we have to be concerned is up to 60, because only 60 come in one kli. Sometimes. But the question is, anywhere in between. So we had a machloikis in our Mishnah, where the Tanakhama said, Yavi shishim isar. Just bring 60 esroinim in one kli. And this way you've covered the full waterfront, anywhere from 1 to 60, and everything is great. Rabbi said, no. Yavi menochei shel esroinos, li'echad va'ad shishim. Rabbi says you have to go and bring numerous menochis in different kelim, 60 kelim all together, and in each kli, you have to go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. In other words, 60 kelim, not all one mincha, one of the, each one has a separate mincha, but not separate one esroinim per, one isorin per kli, but rather go from 1 to 60, keep on going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. So that was the machloikis in the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is going to go into this in much greater detail. It's talking about pirashti mincha. I know for sure that I said I'm going to bring a korban mincha. The kavat to be kliyachan, and it was all kaveya, also kaveya. I said it, I fixed it. That all of them are going to be brought in one kli shel esroinim. They changed the gears so slightly; it should be pirashti mincha shel esroinim. The kavat to be kliyachan. So I took upon myself to bring a mincha of esroinim, and I said it's going to be in one kli. Ve'in yedei ma pirashti, but I just don't remember how many. Whether I said one or five or 10 or 20 or 50, ich veis nish. Yavi mincha shel shishim esroinim, just bring one mincha in one large kli, 60 esroinim, fill it to the top, 60 esroinim, and then you'll be yoytze memonachach, whatever you said the night before, divrei chacham. Rabbi Oymen, no, yavi mincha shel esroinim, mi'echad v'ad shishim, you have to go and bring altogether 60 separate menochais, starting from one, going up to 60. How much does that add up all together? 1,830. How do you get to 1,830? The long way, of course, is by adding 1 plus 2, and then plus 3, and then plus 4, and then 5, and 6, until you get up to 60. However, there's another way of doing it, which is the way that my father, Zichrono Livracha, taught me when I was a young kid. That when you're adding up long numbers like that, what you do is you just add the first number to the final number and multiply it by the middle number. So in this case, you take the 1, you add it to the 60, is 61. You multiply it by 30. 30 times 61. 30 times 60 is 1,800. 30 times 1 is 30, and that's how you have your cheshbon of, please wait one moment, that's how you have your cheshbon 1,830. Now, of course, 1 to 60 is quite a long span, so let's make it easy. Let's do 1 through 10. Somebody asks you, tell me, how much does it all add up to 1 through 10? Well, give me a chance. 1 plus 2, 3 plus 3, 4 and 5, and up. No, just go and take the 1, add it to the 10, and you get 11. Multiply it by 5, which is midway, halfway. 5 times 11 is 55, so it's exactly 55. Now, if you're wondering, what's the basis of that cheshbon? Some sort of magic? Oh, you take the first and the last, you multiply by the middle. No, no, it's very, very simple. Because let's take taka 1 through 10. If you add 1 plus 10 is 11. Now let's go and take the next number in the sequence. You take 2 and you add it to 9, is again 11. Then you take 3 and you add it to 8, is again 11. 4 and 7 is again 11. And finally, 5 plus 6 is 11. So what we've done is, we have multiplied, made 5 multiplications, each one of 11. So 5 times 11 is 55. So someone said, what happens to you? 1 through 11. Fine. 1 through 11 is 12 altogether. And now you take 5 and a half, 5.5. So 5 times 12 will give you 60. A half, 5 to 0.5, half of 12 gives you 6, so it'll be 66, which is taka the answer. You add 1 plus the 13, plus the 11 is 12, you multiply it by 5. It's the same as 1 through 10 gives you 55. If you add now 11, gives you 66. How do you get to 66? By multiplying, adding the 1 plus the 11 is the 12, multiplied by 5 and a half, 5 times 12 is 60, half is 66, very simple. So this is my father, Zichron Lebracha, taught me, and good news is, I don't know whether he knew of the Tosis, but the Tosis says this word for word, second Tosis here in the Amud Daf Kufav, Shehin Elef Ushmoinim Yosef Shloshim. Ketzad, how do you figure that out? So, 1, 2, 3, Kach B'yarcha, Me'echad B'ad Shishim, go and take from 1 through 60, V'tzarif T'chilosan L'soifan, and add the beginning to the end, Ad O'emtza, until you get to the middle number. So keep going. So, Tosis gives us the Cheshem. Echad v'shishim, hey, samachal, that's 61. Then shnayim v'nuntes, right? We finished with 1, we finished with 60, so now let's go on to the next number. So after 1 comes 2, and before 60 is 59, 2 and 59 is 61. Let's continue on. V'sholosh, number 3, and you add 58, is 61. King Timna, keep on going until you get to number 30. When you get to number 30, you can have 30 on the right side of the equation. You'll have 31 on the left side, having gone down from 60 to 59 to 58, 57, finally 31. Oh, so now you're going to have Shloshim together with Shloshim Shloshim Yechad, Nami Heim Samach Aleph. So you have all together again 61. So how many times do you do that? You can't go beyond the Shloshim because you've already gone through all the numbers. Ah, V'yalecha Shloshim Pa'am Samach Aleph. So we've now done this addition of 1 plus 60, 2 plus 59, 3 plus 58, 4 plus 57, and so forth, until 30 plus 31. We've done that 30 times altogether. That's how we got to the number 30. So since you have now 30 times 61, that gets you to 1,830. You wonder always, how many parim of the chag starts with 13 and goes down to 7? How much is that altogether? So we know it's shivim, but how do you know that it's only shivim? Oh, Ketzad. Start again. Zayin v'yud gimel. You take the two outer ones. Zayin v'yud gimel. That gives us 20. V'chein ches v'yud beis. 8 and 12 gives us 20. V'chein tes v'yud aleph. Gives us, again, 20. How much are we left with now? Now we only have yud on its own, with no one to add up with. We have no mate for the yud. Right? We started off, we had the zayin. We went up to yud gimel. So you have the zayin and the ches and the tes. Now you're stuck only with yud down the middle. Ah, so you add then another 10, so you have 3 times 20 plus 10, harishim is 70 altogether. So the cheshbon is very, very simple. And now Barry's going to go and tell us about a German professor.
No, I have another question. Something occurred to me now. And when someone says, Arei Alai Esronim, why should he even chayv 1? Mm-hmm. If he starts with saying 2, mm-hmm. then he certainly did not mean 1. Mm-hmm. So it should be actually 1830 less 1 than 29. Shouldn't it?
Not only that, you can say the first man, the Amor, why does it go from 1 to 60?
You know, from 2 to 60, absolutely.
It's yes. So 59 altogether.
So Esronim, if we're going to Esronim, and we're going with ambiguity, so Esronim excludes Isaron, we should deduct 1 from each Cheshbon, shouldn't we?
So I think that the word Esronim should be read a little bit more liberally, meaning when he said Pirashim Mincha, how much did you set aside? Did I set aside a pound? Did I set aside 3 ounces? 16 ounces? 3 cases? No, he said, I said it in Esrainim. Which Esrainim? I don't remember how many. Maybe I said 1 Esrainim, I said 5 Esrainim, 10 Esrainim. So I don't think Esrainim means that he's saying, I know for sure that it was a plural number, but in the Esrainim world, in the world of the volume of Esrainim, he said, I gave a number, but I don't remember what the number was. But what was the name of the professor you had?
Friedrich Gauss, he was a boy, and he was being punished for being... The kids were being punished for being undisciplined, mm-hmm. and the teacher said to make them busy, add up from 1 to 100. Mm-hmm. Thinking we can busy for an hour.
Right.
They're adding it up, 1 plus 2 plus 8. A few minutes he came to it, and he basically used this method and became known as Gauss's theorem. He became a great mathematician when he grew up. He was a little boy when he did that.
How many years ago was that?
In the 1700s.
1700s.
Tosfos is ahead by 500 years.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He learned Tosafos. That's what he learned.
His formula was n plus 1 factorial by 2.
N plus one plus N divided by two, which is the same thing as Rebbe
said. Good. Thank you for making me sure. Okay, anyway, so that's pretty straightforward. Anybody wants to go to Chazor of the math again, we'll do it after the shir, but we're going to continue on Nochamu Vaita.
Listen, you need Tosfos anywhere else where in Shas is mathematical formulas?
You have other mathematical, but not that in this type.
In Sukkah, you have 22 divided by 7 for the circumference of a circle. You have in a circular Sukkah.
Which is the number of...
Pi. In
circumference.
Yeah.
How many Uber months do we have in the Jewish calendar?
How many Uber months?
722, no?
722 Uber months? We have 7 in 19 years. Every 19 years there's 7 altogether. 7 every 19 years. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, all of this is fantastic, and I see Ariel is really enjoying every moment. So continue the Brisa. Pirashi, okay, well, just one other point. The Brisa began at the beginning, Pirashi Mincha of Israelim, the Kavati Bikliyachad, and it was Kaveya Dafka in one Kli. What's the Chashivus that he says, the Kavati Bikliyachad? L'choira, he should just simply said Pirashi Mincha Shor Israelim, and they are my Pirashi. What is this, the Kavati Bikliyachad? So you remember we had a couple of days ago, this was really the Shabbos' Gemara, that if he didn't say how many kelim he was kaveya, so then even Rebbe would agree that what you have to do is bring 60 kelim, but in each kli you could have one isorai. So you have to have 60 altogether, but not in one kli, but 60 separate kelim. Each one would have one. The reason for that is because in our Gemara, in the Braisa, the Kavat Kliyachar, I said that all of them have to be in one Kli. So if I said 25, it's got to be in one Kli of 25. And if I said 35, it's got to be in a Kli of 35. However, if he was not Kavir of a Kliyachar, just because he said, I said last night, anywhere between 1 and 60, no problem. Just go and bring 60 separate Kalim. And each Kli, you'll have one Isarayim. And if he said 25, 25 of the Kalim, that will be his 25 Isarayim. If he said 35, 35 of the Kalim will be his 35 Isarayim. 60 altogether, that's why I have 60 altogether. What is the benefit of that? Well, number one, you don't have to bring 1,830 Isarayim. You only have to bring 60 altogether. And whichever ones happen to be the ones that he was Pirashti, those are ones that he's going to have to bring b'toiras neder. Anything beyond that will be b'toiras nidav.
But you can do the same thing if they're all together in a kli.
What do you mean?
You just pick up 45 if you
out of the kli. So the question that you're raising is excellent. We're going to have a full blown discussion why Rebbe cannot agree with the chachamim to have one kli and say if it was 25, be 25, and the other 35 should be l'nidava. Or the Gemara will say, according to one version, that it should be b'toiras chulin. We'll talk about that momentarily. We're going to get to it shortly. Shkoyach Bill for bringing it up. And we continue the Braisa, Pirashti. Now the Braisa seems to be a little bit wordy, and therefore the Shita takes out a few words. Pirashti v'eini yodea ma Pirashti. I made a neder last night to bring a mincha, and I don't know ma. The Eze Mehen Pirashi, and I don't know Mehen. Vein Yedea Kama Pirashi, and I don't know how many. What are the three Shailas? I don't know the Ma, I don't know the Mehen, I don't know the Kama. So the way Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara is he really doesn't remember two things. Number one, how many, that's same as before, but he also doesn't remember from which of the Kabbonis Mincha was he Menadeh. Meaning, he knows for sure, not only did he say, I'm going to bring a Miyat Hashem tomorrow or in the future, a mincha of blank Esroinim, anywhere from 1 to 60, we also don't know which of the 5 minim. Meaning, he knows for sure that he said the night before, he specified a minchas machvas, or a marcheshes, or a soilus, or a chalois, or a rekikid, but I just don't remember which one. Oh, so that makes very, very nice sense. Eze mehen, I don't know from which of the 5 minute pirashi. Veini dea kamarish, I also don't know how many. What is this veini dea ma pirashi? So in fact, you see that the shinui neschois, in my Gemara it's a gimel, that he goes and takes out that first case and he merges it with the next case. in the Pirashti, the Ein Yedea Eizem Mehen Pirashti, the Ein Yedea Kama Pirashti. So he effectively takes out the first one. So it's only Taka two Shailas. Eizem Mehen, I don't know which of the five mean him, and I don't know Kama, how many did I specify, 1 through 60. So what does he do? Same as before, you just multiply everything by 5. Yovi Chomesh Menachah Shol Shishim Esroinim Shel Hein Sholish Meis Divrei Chacham. Since I don't know whether he said Machvas or Marcheshes, etc., so bring 5 separate Kalim, each one full to the brim with 60. One will be a Soilis, a Mincha of Soilis, one will be a Mincha of Machvas, one will be a Marcheshes, so on and so forth, so you'll have 5 times 60. Same as before.
300!
Exactly. Divrei Chacham. Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe again the same cheshbon as before. Yovi chomesh menachis shel shishim esroinim me'echad v'ad shishim. Again, from 1 until 60. Until now, we had our cheshbon was
1,800.
We had 1,830 previously. We're going to multiply that by 5. 5 times 1,800 gets you to 9,000. Right? Everybody agree?
Perfect.
Five. Yeah, you must get. You're a mathematician. And then 5 times 30 gets you to 150. So therefore, it's Tisha Salafim, 9,000, Umei V'chamishim, 150. Okay, so far so good. Pregdimar Maika Miflagi, what in fact is the Machlekes? Why doesn't Rebbe, Chacham L'Choira are very, very sensible, very logical. The person says, I said something between 1 and 60, I don't remember. Fill up a kli all the way to 60. And if I said 25, yesh b'chlal masayim mana. And if I said 45, yesh b'chlal, it's all included in the 60. Whatever I did not specify, if I only said 45, the other 15 will be l'shem nedova. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I only was menader 45, and bring 60 to be on the safe side, and the extra will be nedova. So what's the machlokes? So Gemara is going to struggle with this from now until the Mishnah on the Amid Beis. Gemara is going to give 4 or 5 different possibilities in understanding the machlokes. Gemara b'maykam iflagi amar Rav Chisda. Then mutter lahachnis chulin lazara kamiflagi. Are you allowed to bring in chulin bazar? We're always familiar with this concept that it's osur. Our Gemara says that in fact that it's a machlokes. The Meforshim go on at great length as to what are the parameters of the machlokes. Everybody agrees that if you just bring in your own chicken or your own shepsela, which is chulin, and you go and shecht it inside the azor, then it's osur to be machnis chulin lazar. The shaila over here is the extra flour that he's bringing inside the kli, which has in it 60 esrayim. That's the machlokes, whether or not that is permissible or that is osur. Amar Rav Chisda and Mutter lahachnis chulin lazar kemifgi.
Rabbi, how is that possible? You cannot bring a korban because it's chulin.
If the two are not overlapping, these are two separate cases. If you have chulin, which means you have an animal which you do not want to bring for a korban, you want to go and use it because you're having a bar mitzvah, and therefore, you cannot go and shecht in the azar. You have to shecht it outside the azar, and the other way around. If you have a korban, you have to dafke do a bazar. If you do it outside, then you have shchut echut, which is what we learned on Shabbos in Achrei Mois Kedosha. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So, are you allowed to bring in chulin lazara for these purposes? Rabbi Sover, also lahachnis chulin lazara. You're not allowed to go and bring chulin lazara. Rabbanan Sabri, mutal hachnis chulin lazara. You're allowed to go and bring in chulin lazara. So now, until now we had assumed that anything above the nader that he said, just to take a random number out of 60, 25, l'mashal, if that's the one that he really said 25, if we had a hot mic or we had a recording, you don't know what you said last night. Let's hear what the recording said. 25, but he didn't know that.
Belineda.
He said Belineda. Anyway, the point of all of this is the extra 35 I would have, could have, should have thought would just be Linadova. However, Rashi says that according to this version of Rav Chisda, Kuli Alma Moida, that you cannot be Mitztarev, Nedova, and Choiva together. Really? Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi just beyond halfway down the Rashis. The Mutal Hachnes Chum Lazara, Ude Kuli Alma, Oser Li Arev, Choiva Minadova. Everybody holds you not allowed. Rashi doesn't bring a makar for it. The Gemara doesn't bring a makar, but they had some sort of mesaira that you cannot go and mix choyvois and the dovois together. Nu oibazoi, so how did the Chacham learn that I'm going to have my 60, since maybe I only said 25? What about the other 35? What is that? Oh, that's going to be chulin. Say the Rabbanan, no problem. In the very same kli in which you have your 25 of koydish of choyva, you can also mix in the other 35 of nedava, and not of nedava, of chulin. Chulin, choyva, and nedava don't go together according to this view. Only the chulin. Oh, so you can go and bring the chulin, and what you have to go and do is you have to go make a tanai and say, whatever in this kli happens to be koydish, is koydish. And now when the Kohen is going to go and take from it a kmitza. He's taking from the kmitza of Kohenish and he's going to put it on the mizbech. Whatever happens to be chulin, no, it's chulin. And since the Chacham say you're allowed to bring in chulin la'azara in this type of situation, no problem. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, Rabban and Sabri. It's right after the previous Rashi. Rabban and Sabri, mutal hachlas chulin la'azara, hilkach. Yobi shish misar mikli yechad. One kli full of 60 asrayim. V'yas, and he'll make it tonight. Im kulon nadarti, if I said taka last night, 60 kulachaybasa, then all of them are lechayva. Vim lav, and if I didn't say 60, the mushal I said, 25. Masha nadarti, yehe lechaybasi, vashar chulun, the rest is chulun, and therefore will not have any of the trappings of a carbon. It'll stam be flour, and will the kahanim will go and eat in the basement. We don't know for sure how much is chayva, how much is chulun. So give it all of the chumris, as if it was kachim. Only let the zichre kahuna eat it, only eat it in the azara, you're 100%. Aval hashar ledava. The rest of it will be ledava. That limotzi liyesuye havashar ledava. If instead of adding chulin to the choyva, add nedava to the choyva, limotzi liyesuye. The osl arif choyva nedava, like Rashi said previously, you're going to have choyva and nedava together. And everybody holds according to this teretz, also, you cannot go and mix and match choyva and nidav. The kasha that we'll see in the Gemara shortly, that Rashi brings a kasha. But getting back to our Gemara, therefore that's machloikis according to Rav Chisda. The Chacham are not at all concerned about mixing chulin with the choyva in the same kli and bringing it into the azara. It doesn't bother them. So therefore, just one kli of 60. So it'll be mixed 25 and 35. That's fine. That's good. Rabbi said, now also lahach the school nazar, mekonish, metonish. So therefore, each one of these kalim that we're going to go and bring is going to be a separate carbon, and it's not going to be chulin. Each one is going to be nedova. But I'm not mixing nedova and choiva in one kli. That's why I'm bringing 60 separate kalim. One is going to be one, and the other one's going to be two, and the other going to be three, up to 60 esroinim in the large kli of 60. So I'm not mixing and matching chulin and choiva in the same kli. And I'm also not bringing in chulin according to Rebbe, because every one of these is going to be a kosher carbon. Either it's going to be the original neder. I said 25. Oh, number 25 of the 60, that's going to be my neder. And all the other 35 are all going to be nedavis. Here I'm not mixing a neder and a dar. Each one is a separate kli. I'm also not mixing in chulin. There's no chulin. Rebbe says, chulila, don't even think about bringing in chulin. Chulila for chulin. Okay, yes, Robert, I see you have a question.
Yeah, Rebbe is putting the individual in an impossible situation, because we are talking about almost 10 tons of silas that he has to bring, according to the original sheet of Rebbe.
Rebbe can put him in that situation. He put himself in that situation.
He himself put himself in that situation. Next time he shouldn't go and, when he's half asleep, start going and being a mafarish in the dorm.
But who has that money to be able to bring such a heavy penalty? I mean, especially the aliyahs that existed in this man of Talmud, it's like today asking for a million.
I think that's a little bit of a guzma, but no question, it's a nice amount, and he's going to have to work hard to earn this, and he doesn't have to bring it all, you know, immediately the next day. Oh, I made a neder, Yemir Hashem, over time. And if, assuming that you're allowed to be Matir Neder, and that's not so simple whether you can go and be Matir Neder and by Kodshim, but assuming you can be Matir Neder, you can go to the Ruv and be Matir Neder and say, if I would have realized and I was half asleep, but I didn't know. And try to get a Hetzer Neder.
Next time he would be Menader a Kevis.
Kevis.
It's much easier.
There's a way out,
in other words. Yeah, you try your best. Worst comes to worst, you'll have to borrow, or you'll have to solicit funds going from
Medishin
to
Medishin.
Marry a woman.
Yeah. Anyway, we continue on. So the first Teretz is, the Machloikis has to do with Yolada bring Chulim Lazori, yes or not. That was the pshat of Rav Chisda. Now our Gemara says, now Rova Omar, this however will be problematic, because on the Amud Beis we're going to have another pshat of Rava, and therefore Tosis says that this is a mistake, it should really be Rabba. Second Tosis before the end. Rabba Garcin Aval Pisha Hu Acher Rav Chisda, even though chronologically L'Chayrish doesn't work, the Rava Mishana the Kaman Shinu Acherin, because in the Amud Beis Rava is going to have another Teretz. So it doesn't say over there, V'oidom Barava, so it has to be two different Mandiyamim, so this one is Rabba. Okay, so what's the Rabba? The Kuliyama, just the opposite. Don't even think about bringing chumasar. Oh, in other words, just the opposite of what Rashi said according to the first version. According to Rav Chisda, it's also la'arif choy b'nedava. According to Rabba now, in fact, that's the machloikis. Are you allowed to be ma'arif choy b'nedava? Rabban and Sabi mutal arv choy b'nedava. So therefore, you'll have your 60 asroinim in one kli, I 25 a choyv and 35 in a dollar. No problem, it doesn't bother me. If it doesn't bother you, it doesn't bother me. He says, good. Rabbi Sober, also a arev choyv in a dollar. No, you're not letting him arev the two together. And so therefore, that's why you're going to have 60 separate kelim.
Would he do two kmitzas? If he had a ned and a dollar, one kli, would he have to do a kmitza twice? One for the...
We're going to talk about the kmitza in one more line. In the Yetzisha. Only Abaya Lirova, or really should be L'Chayla L'Rabba, L'Rabban and the Amri Mutali Arav Choyvi Benedova. If he, according to Rabban, that said, that in that one Kli, L'Mashal, you have 25 Choyvi, and you have 35 Nedova, Haba'inan Shnei Kimotzit. L'Chayla, you'd have to go and give twice a Kemitza. Why twice a Kemitza? For the 25, you're going to have to do one Kemitza for the Choyvi, and for all the rest, which were Nedova, you have to L'Chayla do another Kemitza. So what do you do? Says Yimara, Mishkefer, the comments were the comments. You make taka two kemitzas. Take out one kemitzah and then take out the second kemitzah. Break him over comments, ni choiva anedova umenedova achoiva. Since we don't know what the exact relationship is between the choiva and edova, whether it's in fact 25 and 35, or maybe it's 1 and 59, or maybe it's 10 and 50, echveistach nish, so then how are you going to go and give two kemitzas? Each one of the kemitzas could theoretically have a mixture of choyva and nedova together with it in the same three fingers. Is that proper? Is that permissible? And for the Gemara, the totally lay bedas koin. According to the Chachamim, we all leave it up to the koin who's doing the kemitza. And we have the koin say the following, the Omer, kol heicha de matya yoda de koin hashta is a choyva. The first time I'm doing a kemitza, wherever my three fingers land up, since I don't know which one is choyva, which one is dova, I have in mind these three fingers should have choyva in them, choyva soilis in them, or choyva machvas in them, whatever the carbon was. Philipsoif, and my second kemitza should be totally nidova. So this is the way he's masna. The Gemara doesn't explain exactly how the mechanics work, but it sounds like it's similar to Yesh Breira. Because even though it's all mixed together, all 60 Esroinen, it's as if he's saying, I'm now going to go Mavar the Mafreya, that whatever I'm taking out now, that's for the Choyva portion, and whatever's left over is going to be for the Nedava portion. So the Gemara doesn't say those words, but apparently it works with that type of approach. We leave it up to the Das Koyin, and the Koyin says, my first kemitz is going to be on the Choyva, whether the Choyva is 1 Isarin, 5 Isarin, 25 Isarin, whatever it happens to be, or all 60. The one Isarin that I'm taking is for the one kemitz that I'm taking for Choyva is to be moitzi all of those Isarinim of Choyva. And whatever is left over, the Nedava portion, that's going to take a second kemitz.
If it was 60, he's doing a second.
That's the next kash. Pray to more victory, hechim nikter. How is he going to go and be makter it subsequently on the Mizbeach? We have over here two kemitzas, the kemitzas choyva and the kemitzas nedava. So now that we've taken care of the kmitza stage, now we have to be makir them. So what should we do? Lichter nedova bereisha. Should we take the second one that he took as a kmitza and put that on the mizbeach first? How is he going to go and subsequently put the choiva on the mizbeach? Why? Because dilma kula choivehi. After all, he doesn't remember what he said. Well, maybe he said all 60 esrainim. So the entire kit and caboodle, the whole kli, is all choiva. There's no nedova at all. But the problem is, he removed three fingers full of kmitza kloimerished for nedova, but there was no nedova. So if he put that already on the mizbeach, because he put it number one, the chosulahu shirayim. Now by the time he's doing the second haktorah of the kmitza of the choiva, we're now missing some of the remainder, some of the shirayim. So what's the problem? The omamar shirayim shechosru ben kmitza lahaktorah ein makter koymetz aleihen. That if you have any of the shirai missing. Now, this memra of the Omamar has nothing to do with our Gemara, that's just a general halacha. What's the general halacha? That in case you ever go and bring a karbin mincha, and you're now taking a kmitza on the mizbeach, make sure that between the time of the kmitza and the shirayim, that none of the shirayim got lost or burned or became pasul biyoytze or betuma, because any shirayim shechosra, it's missing between the kmitza and the haktara. You can't be makter the koimitzalein. So by definition, in case our situation was that he in fact had been mefarish 60 esrainim altogether, and so therefore the entire kli was all lechoiva, if he already took three fingers worth, a kmitza, betoiras, nedova, that he thought there might be a nedova, and he put that on the mizbeach, then automatically by the time he's being makter now, the choiva portion, it's shirayim shechosru ben kmitza l'haktorah. How much is it chosr? Not a huge amount, just the amount that fits in the three fingers of a kmitza, a balamaisa, it's chosru. That shirayim no longer exists because you already burned it 5 minutes ago on the maracha. So l'choira, ain't makter kmitza l'haktorah, you wouldn't be able to be makter the second kmitza. And if you can't be makter it, then you're not going to have your matir to be able to go and have a good karma. So l'choira, that eitza doesn't work. Okay, so let's do it the other way around. Taka, do your two kmitzas. You do a kmitza when the kohen says, the first kmitza I'm doing for choyva, second kmitza I'm doing for nedava. So that is fine. Now, how are we going to do the ktoiras? Instead of being makter the haktara, how are we going to do the haktara? The first lushan was maybe liktar nedava bereisha, but nedava first. That we said is a problem, because by the time you get to your choyva, if the entire kli was only choiva, because the person had been mefarish 60, then I have a chisorin ben kmitza l'haktara. So let's do the other way. Lichter choiva bereish. Let's go be makta first the choiva, the nedova heichi maktala. How is he going to go and now bring the nedova after that? What's the problem with the nedova? The dilma kula choivi, like we just said a moment ago, maybe the whole thing is choiva. The koshumi mena leishim marihu b'bal taktiru. Anything which was already leishim, that part of it went on the mizbeach, then the rest of it has a din about taktiru. That's a standard halacha, which doesn't only apply to karban mincha, but throughout kabbanis. If, for instance, you have your regular karban chatas, or your regular karban osham or shlamim, you put the aimrin on the mizbeach, the rest of it is ne'echal. What happens if you have a psafrum koyin and says, you know what, I want to do a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a big, big toiva today. I'm going to, in addition to the Eimer, I'm also going to go and put in some additional Eiver from the carbon. So he thinks that he's a Groysa Tzaddik, but he's Eiver on this Isser. Koshahumi Menel Ishim, any carbon where part of the carbon has already been put on the fire, on the Maracha, Harihum about the Tir, all the rest of the carbon you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach. Oh, so over here, if he went and put the Choyva on initially, and now he has all that shirayim left, and now you're telling me, let's go and take and do a, hopefully you're not taping this, no? Okay, fine. And now, number two, you're taking a nedova, a kmitza. Oh, but if the entire carbon, the entire kli was full of choiva, it was all 60 esrainim, which is what he was mafarish the day before, lo ibazoi, that it's all choiva, all the rest of it is shirayim, then you're not allowed to be makter any of the shirayim on the mizbeach, like we just said, kosher menel ishim. If even a portion of it went on the ishim, harihu, the rest of it is bebal taktiru, you're not allowed to be makter. So therefore, I got a big, big problem according to this second shot. that we're talking about be mixing Nedava and Neda together in the same kli, how are you going to work out the Haktorah of the Kemitza? So L'choira, that means that second pshat doesn't work. So as you might know, I can in fact give you an answer to your question. Your question is about the Haktorah, that I'm going to have an issue about either a chisorin in the Shirayim, or because of the issue of Baal Taktiru, Chaban Aitzah, what we're going to do is first put the choiva kmitza on the mizbeach. I said, and if that's the case, I have the problem when I put the kmitzas nedov on the mizbeach. There's an exception to the rule. What is the exception to the rule? If when you put the second kmitza on the mizbeach, you go and say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if in fact this carbon is both a neder and a nedava, because the person said anything less than 60 esrainim, so then I'm putting a regular kmitz on the mizbeach like any karban mincha. This is for the nedava portion of this big kli of the 60. If, however, everything in fact was 60 esrainim, that was what he was mafarish the day before, and that was the total choiva, so why am I putting on the shirayim? I'm not putting it on to be nice and gracious and say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm doing you an extra present. No, you're putting on l'shum eitzim, ukra blazer, the sign of blazer, oimer, l'reich nichoich atamala, ava atamala l'shum eitzim. What does this mean? We have two psukim in a row. Here I see on the side, I only think he brings number one, maybe some of the other Gemaras. He have a second carbon. He have a second Torah or. Carbon reishis takriva oisim l'Hashem. This is number one in the Torah or HaSholem. Carbon reishis takriva oisim l'Hashem. V'al mizbech l'yalu l'reach nichoyach. Ah, so the Gemara is saying is, says Rebbe Lezer, v'al mizbech l'yalu reach nichoyach. This is going on the previous pasuk. Ki chol sa'or v'chol devash l'isaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem. And from that pasuk of l'isaktiru mimenu isha l'Hashem, we darshan koshimenu l'ishim. And the next pasuk right after that is carbon reishis takrivo oisam l'Hashem v'al mizbeach lo yalu l'reich nichoyach. If you want to do a reich nichoyach for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by saying I'm going to go and put more of the carbon on the mizbeach, not just the aymurin, I'm also going to go and put one of the feet, one of the back legs, the flank in the front, the back, I think I'm doing a mitzvah. Not here over b'bal taktiru. However, the pasuk continues on v'al mizbeach lo yalu. If you're doing l'reich nichoyach for purposes of enhancing the carbon, says Reb Lezer. But for the purposes that you want to be malishim eitzim, you want to add further fuel to the mizbeach, that's okay. That's not a problem. Oh, so says the Gemara, that would be a way of getting around this issue according to Rabban. According to Rebbe, we don't have a problem at all, because Rebbe is not mixing and matching the choyvis and the dovis. They're all 60 separate kelim. But according to Rabban, that you're mixing everything in one kli, and therefore you have to have two separate kemitzas, one for the choyv and one for the dova. But when maybe the whole thing was all choyva, so why are you taking the second kemitzah and putting on the mizbeach? No problem, you're doing the shemaitzim. Rebbe Lezer says, you're allowed to do the shemaitzim, because this whole iser of the Baal Taktiru is if you do a l'reich nichoyach, and the mizbeach li'al l'reich nichoyach, but not doing l'reich nichoyach, I'm doing the shemaitzim. So, therefore, we have repaired that second version, and therefore, we have now two possible answers in the machloikis, whether it has to do with mutzal hachnis, chulin lazor or not, or whether you can go and mix and match the nedova and the choiva in the same kli. Omer v'achem le'ed Rav Lavashi, the dilma, I have perhaps a third shot now in the machloikis in our Mishnah. The kuli alma mutzal arav choiva nedova. Everybody holds you can be ma'arav choiva nedova. So, therefore, even Rebbe should hold, just bring one kli full of 60 esrainim, and makes no difference what the proportion is, whether it's 25 neder and 35 nedava, or even if it turns out to be 60 neder and no nedava. The machlok is be Rablezer. The Rabban is Rablezer, and therefore you say by the second kmitza that you're putting on the mizbeach, if this is a kmitza for nedava, wonderful matoiv manoim, and if it turns out that it's a kmitza of the original choiva, and therefore I'm being mechaser shirayim, and I'm oivrim b'bal taktiru, I have a good eitzah. I have in mind the shem eitzah. That works according to Rabban. For Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi doesn't hold this svara, not the svara, this halach of Rabbi Lezer. He holds you cannot go and say l'shem eitzah. He doesn't hold the drasha of l'reich nichoyich yatamal v'atamal l'shem eitzah. So I don't have an eitzah. So the only eitzah I can do is 60 separate cake.
You have eitzah, not
eitzah.
Sorry?
I said you're Eitzim, not Eitzah.
Eitzah and not Eitzim. Okay, so you have no Eitzah, you have Eitzim. Very good. Shkoyach, very nice. Amalei, that was excellent. Amalei, why didn't you say that? Come on, what's going on? You're falling asleep.
From a better place.
Okay. Amalei, Isol Kedaitot, says the Gemara, no, this teret that you're trying to say that the machloikis is whether or not you hold like Rebbe Lezer, you can say Lishem Eitzim. Amalei, Isol Kedaitot, Le Rebbe, Mutal La'arev, Chayv Ben Adova, Ud Rebbe Lezer, Leslei, Afshir the mighty shita mechad mana v'chad v'chad mana umaglahu v'kamit. We are saying that this pshat that was just posited by Rav Acha Bereid and Rav Larvashi, maybe everybody holds it to be ma'arev, and the problem only is whether you can go and use the lishum eitzim. If that is the machloikis, then I wouldn't need 60 separate kalim going from 1 to 60, 1830 altogether. Why? I have another eitzah. Efshe de maisi shita mechad mana v'chad v'chad mana. Just bring two separate kelim. One kli full to the brim with 60. The second one full of just one isarin. So he only costs him 61 isarinim. And Robert will be very happy. He doesn't have to go and shell out 1,830 isarinim. You only have to have 61 altogether. And from chad mana, from the first one, you're going to go and take out one kemitza. And from the second one, which only has one, you'll also only have one kemitza. Okay, so far so good. Umaglahu, and he makes sure that the two of the kelim touch, not only the kelim touch, but that the flour inside the two kelim also touch the kemitza, and then he does a kemitza from kli number two. How does that help? Says Rashi, as we'll see in a moment. I don't have now a problem of shirayim that I'm putting on the mizbeach, and we said you're not allowed to. It's bebal taktiru. The reason why I won't have a problem is because in the first 60, assuming that it's all choyva, is matayv manoy. Even if it's not all choyva, it's only 25 choyva, and the other 35 lemusha anedava, I'm going to mitstarev that to the one in the second kli, and when the kohen takes the kemitza from kli number two, he has in mind and says, this is Yichah going to pata kli number two, but because I've been mitstarev the two kelim together, I have in mind now that this kemitza should work and be applicable not only to the additional one inside the kli of one, but also the additional 35, or 30, or 20, or whatever, which is nedava in the first kli, and therefore I have in mind for that as well, a kemitza for both. And now we don't have a problem of afterwards, well, he's going to go and bring his chuyva on the mizbeach first, and then he's going to bring his kemitza of the second one. Oh, you're not allowed to do that. Koshi menel ishim harihu about taktiru. Because since the kemitza is taken from kli number two and not from kli number one, it's not part of the shirayim of kli number one. Oh, so then l'choyri you'd be able to do that. The fact that Rebbe doesn't give that eitzah of a 60 and a 1, because he holds it, you're not allowed to be ma'arav choyv ben adava b'chlal. You can't go and take these two kelim and let them touch. It doesn't work. Choyv ben adava doesn't work together. Let's take just a quick look at the Rashi.
How are you going to start with these two kelim?
Let's look. I knew you'd be bothered by that.
Yeah, because
so, 60s. I believe my heart goes out to both of you. Yeah. So we're going to go to the Rashi, which is almost halfway down. Yeah, it's good that he's in, not good yet. That's good. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So let's go to the Rashi, which is halfway down. Efshir the Maisi Shisha Mechad Mana Mechad Bacham. Everybody have that?
Yeah.
The comments me God liberation. First he takes on the God. Umasa, and he says the following tonight. Ikula Choyva, if the entire first Kli is Choyva, Shabbos is good. He gave a kemitz on the whole. The loy, and if you say no, how the kemitz only have a for the Choyva portion. Whatever kemitz again, that's for the Choyva. Ay, the Haidah Kemitzna, the Kli, it shouldn't be Kli Aleph, the Kli Sheini, that's that he's going to do a Kemitzah from the second Kli, Lihavi Ahu Isarin, first it should take care of that Isarin, meaning that other Kli, that's certain. And Ula Oysen Adava Deposh, the Kli Harishain, as well as whatever is left over in the first Kli. In our example, if 25 was Chayva, there's 35 left. Oh, so that second kemitza will have in mind not only for the second kli, but ois in the dove of the posh means that's left over remaining in the first kli. Umaga magon leroisha kelim ze betzad ze. He takes the openings, the top of the kelim, and he makes sure that they touch each other. Kidei shiigu roshi hal kalosi zulizu. Kalosi means that the actual flower should also touch one another. Kihech the lishteri nedova, typically godoil. So that we're going to be matir, the nedova, that's remaining the Kli Gadol, that writes the 35, what's going to be matter? The Koimetz, the Kli Katan, the Koimetz and the Kli Katan is going to be not only matir the Shiraim and the Kli Katan, but it's also going to be matir the Shiraim and the Kli Gadol. Because he has the two combined together. Makter Choyva, first he's going to be Makter the Choyva, in other words, from the first Kli. Vahadid the name, then he's going to be Makter the Kemitza from the second Kli. The Inami, Havia Kamaisa. Even if it turns out that the Gansa Kli Godel is Choyva, not a drop of Nadova, because he had been Mafarish 60 the day before. Lehavalahu Shirayim Shechosru. It's not a Shaila of Shirayim Shechosru, or Shirayim that you put on the Mizbeach. No, no, no. The Mahano Shit in the Bechanmana, Lehshakavale Medi. He doesn't take anything beyond the original Michishako Kaimitz Kama. He only took the first Kaimitz. The rest of it is totally intact, not a drop missing. So I don't have a problem of Shiraim Shechosru Bein Kemitz Lahaktorah. I don't have a problem of Koshim Mimenali Isha Marihu about Taktiru. Everything is great. But what about giving a Kemitz of all those Nadova? Because that Nadova was not part of the Chayvah. So assuming that it was 25 and 35 of the Marshal, so what's going to be mat to the 35? I think the Kemitz on behalf of the Chayvah. Zok to the Gemara, since I'm going to go and take a Kemitz from Kli number 2. And I put the two Kelim together so that they merge, mamish like a Havas Yisrael.
When did he merge them? Before he did the Kemitz or after the Kemitz?
Before the Kemitz, that's before the Kemitz.
So how is he doing this? He has a Kli of 61 Esronim. He has another Yisrael of flour.
Right.
Now he's pouring that Yisrael of flour.
You're not pouring anything. No, we're not pouring
that. How is he mixing?
He's doing a shaka.
A shaka. That's good.
That would be a poor idea.
That would be a very poor idea.
Yeah, so how does that work?
Take your Kli Gudel and your Kli Cotton. You have a big Kli.
60
Yisrael. So you take out, you make a Kemitza, one Yisrael. Okay? And when that one Yisrael, one Kemitza. Right. So if it was Kuli Choyva, it's perfect. Right. What happens if it's 25 and 35? Oh yeah, I have to do a Kemitza on the Nadova.
Right.
Yeah, but I can't go and take a Kemitza and then put that on the Mizbeach, because I don't have Shiraim, that's Bebal Takiru, Chuli Levachas. So I have the other one which just has one Yisrael, and I take a Kemitza from that one Yisrael. So it's certainly going to work for this. Absolutely, no problem. But how is it going to work for the 35?
Yes.
I merge the two together. I have a little bit. I open up the top, and a little bit of the flour pours out into a little bit of the flour over here.
The
two flours, matzah min esminai. How that helps us now.
Why are you saying to pour out even? Just
not pouring, you just touch. Not pouring.
Touch.
This is such an outpouring of fervor in this Gemara, so we have to address the outpouring. Not pouring, yes, outpouring.
But how does it work? Yes. Because you did the Kemitza on the small Yisaron, the singular Yisaron.
Not yet. First you did the Yisaron on the big one.
He did the 60. He did the Kemitza on the 60. Now he's doing Kemitza on the...
No, not yet. First we do the merger by going and having the two touch each other. Flour from here is touching the flour from here. And by saying, oh, they look like exactly the same flower. It's good flower and blossom.
We're trying to sell this now. Okay. So hold on. If this is 60,
yes.
And that's the maximum it can hold.
Maximum can hold.
How can you add flour in here?
I'm not adding. I'm just touching. They're just touching. Maga a lot. Just touching.
How does it touch? It's resting in a Kli with an open top. You're spilling some in.
Does anybody have another seltzer bottle? We'll merge it together. Yeah.
You're pouring it in?
No pouring. Just touching.
The Kli, it's the like Kalim are touching or the flour is touching?
No.
The Kalim are touching or the flour is touching?
The flour is touching. The flour is
one Kli is only one Isarum.
Right, small.
So its rim is filled to the top. It's rimmed, so they're both overflowing and just touching.
If they're overflowing, then you get the problem of Bitsurim and that's
not Bitsurim Midas. He doesn't mean
this is
really good.
This means to go. Just add this to the Avodah Kasha Bereshit.
Exactly.
It's like this.
How does
Kimi say your elbow?
Okay, it's good.
Okay, right?
Yeah, we touched each other.
Yeah, now did anything come off onto the other? No. Yeah.
I hope some of your wisdom comes off on me. Anyway, so this way when he does the Kemitza on the Kleine Yisar, and he has in mind not only the Kleine, but also the Dova from the Groysa, and he merged the two together, not merging in terms of pouring, but in terms of touching.
If it was 60 in this one, why isn't that tougher when you touch the two of them, make this 61, so you the point of barrier.
Yeah, but not mevatel. If you want to say min b'mina ain't a bottle, but you don't have to come on to that. Just that we're not trying to mevatel anything, we're just trying to bring parties together. When a chus and kala get married, even though the kala takes the name of the chus, and it's not that she becomes bottle chasishol, she enhances the stature of the chus, and now the chus is a mishpocha, not just one alone. So we've enhanced the stature of the flower in the small guy, by having it touch the big guy. Oh, yeah,
he made 60.
There were 60, of which,
no,
let's say,
the Hova was 60.
If the whole Chayva was 60, then I don't need the Kemitza of the second to help for the first.
You don't know.
I don't know. If I knew that we wouldn't have this whole... We could have gone home a half an hour ago if we would have known exactly. We wouldn't have had this whole Gemara. So we don't know. So if it turns out that it was 25 and 35, the Mashal 25 was Chayva, so I gave the Kemitza for the 25. The 35 will be Mitzdarev to this one guy. We do the Kemitza, we do for both. If it turns out that this was 60, so then the touching of the flower, it was a very touching moment. We took pictures of it. It's Gemaldik, but I don't need it. So the Kemitza will only work for the small guy and not for the big one. Anyway, the Dozok, the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Rava Amar. This is now a new teretz, and that's the basis of the Tosis back on the Yom Aleph that said that the previous Rava was Rav. Rava Amar, the Kuli Alman, Mutal Arav, Choy Ben Adava. Everybody holds you allowed to be Ma'arav. So what's the problem, Rabbi Yisai? Everybody should agree, just one kli of 60 esroinim. Why does Rabbi hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 1830 esroinim? Why? What was that machlaikis? We've had this machlaikis already before. What does that mean? That any time a person brings the smallest carbon mincha, which is one isarein, you have to add a loig shemen. But what happens if this person is bringing a mincha of 5 isarein or 10 isarein? Do you have to also add to the loig?
Yeah.
Or do you say, no, it's one loig, one for one, one for 60? That's a machlekes. Yeah. Tanakama says, if you have, for instance, mincha of 60 esroinim, have corresponding 60 lugin. According to Blazin Yaakov, it makes no difference. The fact that you want to be generous on the esroinim doesn't mean you have to go and be generous on the oil. Oil is very expensive now. The Straits of Hormuz have in it all types of mines, and then there are shortages. So oil, just you only have to do one. Blazin Yaakov, fell in mincha, shoshishim esroin, ein lo elu luga, just one loy. Shenema ula mincha v'loik shaman. So I make a hekesh mincha v'loik shaman, just like the mincha is just your one mincha, one loik shaman. You don't have to do anything more than one loik. Okay, so what's the machlekes now? Rabbanan that hold you to do 60 in one kli, savik Rabbanan de ami samach luk, b'chol chad v'chad isarn luga kashakel. Because I'm taka using a huge kli that can fit 60 esroidim, it's going to be so huge that I can also pour in 60 lugan of shemen to mix the whole thing. Oh, zayigit. And therefore it makes no difference whether it was 25 plus 35, or 30 plus 30, or 40 plus 20. Makes no difference because I'm putting in the same amount of lugan, whether it was for the neder or for the nedava. If the whole thing was choyva, if half of it was choyva, I'm putting in one loig per isar. However, Rabbi Savak Rablaiz Ben Yaakov de Oma Inla El Luga, only one lug per carbon mincha. And therefore, the Adinan, Ichod Mincha Hi, maybe the all the 60 together is one carbon mincha, so I put in one lug. The Sagal Luchad, that's all. Ishtay Menachas Nenu, maybe it's two, because 25 are the Choyv and the 35 are the Nedava, yes. And I have now two Menachas inside the same Kli. Venish Negelugan, and therefore I would have to have two Lugan. One Lug per carbon, per Isar. I don't know. So you can tell me, okay, so put in two, was Ken Shishatan. You can't do that because that would be Yeser Bishemin. That would be like we had in the Gemara before, in case you had two minchas esochems get mixed together, and one had a par or ayil with a proportion of 2 to 1, and then you had one of a kevis with a proportion of 3 to 1. So this is oily and this is not oily. If you mix together, no good, because this has too much shemen and this is too little shemen. So you can't just go and be generous on the shemen. It's okay, just pour in nothing. If it's only one mincha, it's only one lug. It's two menachos, you got in two. I don't know. So therefore says Rabbi, make 60 kalim, each kli separately, and each one you're going to go and put in one loik for that mincha. Rav Ashi gives l'chayra the easiest teretz of them all, and this is the one that should really appeal to our brother Barry, who loves to go and say, yesh b'chlal masayim mar. And that is, Rav Ashi Omer, v'kotn v'hevi godol k'mifligi. What happens if a person says, and not this is in darkness, he's falling asleep, he doesn't know. He says, I am hereby Hehari Alai, a mincha of 10 esroinim. He says it crystal clearly, he has 100 people listening, and then it goes viral. People have nothing to do all day and all night. TikTok. They go and listen to TikToks or whatever the things are called, and they listen to Alam Minish Tesorai. Anyway, so he said, Bekotin, he said, Beferish, 10. And then he decides to go and bring a generous 25. Much more. Can you do that? I said, 10. So, oh, but I gave 25. Yesh b'chlam m'sayim money. Rabbanan Savri, cotton baby, got a yotzer. Not only is he yotzer, we should go in and hug him and kiss him and say, shkoyach. You only said 10 and you brought 25. Rabbi Sava lo yotzer. You said 10, you got to keep your word. You said 10. You want to bring another 15? Then bring another 15 in a separate kli. But this one has got to be a mincha of 10. So Kimara, I already have this machlekes. We don't have this machlekes. Did not. We're going to find this in Mirchem on tomorrow on the Amid Beis. If you want to just take a quick peek, Kif Zion Amid Beis. You see, I have a Mishnah that starts already in the Amid Aleph, but the Mishnah ends off here in the middle of Kif Zion Amid Beis. Cotton behavi godoil yotza Rabbi Omer lo yotza. But there we're not talking about menoches. There we're talking about behemoths. A person said, I have a young calf, which is 6 months old. I hereby take upon myself, Hari Olai, to bring a calf. He didn't say Hari Zu. He said, I'm going to bring a calf for the Mizbech. And then the person, Baruch Hashem, made a little extra money. And he said, you know what, calf, you know, we had already problems with one calf, even though it was golden calf, but we had a big problem. I'm going to go and bring, holy cow, I'm going to bring a huge ox or a huge cow. So, are you yoitzu with that? Since he said a calf. So zog nechachamim, cotton behavi gadol yotza. We shouldn't be upset at him. We should be happy. Instead of bringing just a miserly, small little calf, he's bringing a huge cow. Holy cow!
He thought it was par for the course.
Par for the course. Rabbi Oyma lo yotza says, no. You said you bring a calf. Bring your eagle. Bring it. You want to bring a par edition? Then I'm going to say, you bring 100 kabbalim.
You're going to say your
original name. So you have the exact same machlokes here and there. No, I need to repeat the machlokes twice. The Imma Baha, if we would only say, in the case of Uhns, by the Menachis, after all, it's all the same flower, and you're doing just one kmitza from this big, big kli, if you hold that cotton behavi godel is yatza, so you don't have to go and start making cheshbonis, 25 plus 35, and what part of it is choyva, what part of it is nedava, machen tenoim, maybe part of it is chulin, you don't have to go into those cheshbonis. If in fact the person said, a mincha, a Hari Olai, mincha of 25 Israelim, the fact that he's bringing 60, Yesh b'chlal masayimana. In 60 you have the 25. And if he said 55, that's all to b'chlal the 60. And if he said 60, that's all to b'chlal 60. That's all you have to worry about, just do 60. Ah, but there you're just doing one kamitza for the ganze masa. That's why in our Mishnah Rabbanan hold, kusha, you don't have to bring a second kli. Avul hasam, when you're talking about the calf and the cow, t'konefishi aymurin, there we're adding to the Mizbeach. He was only going to bring the Eimerin of a little Egel, which only fills up, Echweiss, 3 inches by 3 inches, and now you're bringing from a calf that fills up a dollar amas by dollar amas. This is a great Eimerin. Same way to the Rebbe. Here I don't say, Yesh b'chal m'sayimun. It's almost like a totally different carbon. Here's a small little Eimerin. Here's a huge banquet and feast of Eimerin. Therefore, that's why I have to say the halacha over there in the other Mishnah that cotton revi godel is yatsa. V'yitma bahu, if it only say bahi in the other Mishnah, bahi koma Rebbe, that's where Rebbe says, nah, come on, I can understand if it's more or less the same, but the aymerin of a calf and the aymerin of a cow are totally, totally different. And that's why I say lo yatsa. Av baha by unzer case, a moil rabban, because after all, the same kemitza, it's kemitza for one, it's kemitza for 60, no difference. I would hold that perhaps even Rebbe would say, cotton behavi godel is yaitze, tzaricha, that's why I have to have both machlokes and both by uns, by the menachas, and tomorrow by the behemoths. Okay. Baruch Hashem, from here till the end of today's daf is much, much simpler. Hari Olai Eitzim, a person says, I want to bring a carbon Eitzim, right? We said before you can bring a carbon Eitzim. The minimum he has to go and bring is 2 gezirim. What happens if instead of saying Eitzim, he says, I'm going to bring 8. Can you give me an Eitzah, Barry? If he said only 8, so you have to bring 2 or 1?
It's like saying bring half a kevis. You've got to bring a whole thing.
Okay, so look at the second toises here, the first small toises. Le'yifchus m'shnei gezirim, v'davki ki omer Eitzim, Hari Olai Eitzim. You got to bring 2. Avikyomer 8. Maisi, gozir echad, can isa mishkolim. Then one would be enough as well.
But eitzim requires eitzim. So even if you're going to bring.
That's going to be next year. Yeah. I'm going to get to that in the Gemara. Yeah. But in the meantime, if he said, Harilai 8 sim, you got to bring 2. If he only said, Harilai 8, he can go and bring one. That's okay.
That's the eitzah.
A big one.
That's the eitzah. The ultimate eitzah. Good. Levoin, the person says, I want to be menader levoin for the mizbech. He'll have to do that. You have to give the minimum of a kmitza that fits into 3 fingers. So let me ask you a question.
When do you bring a kmitza levona? You bring bezichei levona. You bring a.
When do you bring a bezichei levona?
For the lechem.
Absolutely, but you can go and be menader or menadev a korban kmitz levona to the mizbech. So if a person says, "I hereby am menader levona to the mizbech," the minimum that he has to bring is. A kmitza.
When do you give this kmitza of Lavona?
Let's talk about that in a moment. Okay.
When you have a mincha, you have to have on it Lavona. How much? Most Lavona.
A mincha's choyte you don't, a mincha's kenoyte you don't. A regular mincha you have.
So how much is the share that you put
on? Kmitza. How do I know? Let's another 2 minutes. There are 5 times you bring a kmitza of Lavona. Number one. I'm bringing a carbon levina. The minimum is a kmitza. He can go and bring a ton of
60 levina. 60 kmitza.
He can bring as much as he wants, but it can be. The minimum has to be a kmitza. Hamanada mincha. Like you just said, now you have ima. How much levina? A kmitz levina. Not a huge amount. A kmitz is enough. Hamalas a kmitz b'chutz. What happens if a person does halosvots? Yesterday's parsha in Shabbos we learned Ve'al Pesach Oil Moy Le'adir LaHakar Wal Hashem. If you male koimitz b'chutz of levina, you're chayv kores rachmona litzlan.
Just doing the kmitza or was all the
haftar? Mala
means putting it on a mizbeach.
Yeah, fine.
Exactly. So far we had 3, right? Imanadev a hari alay levina, 1 kmitza. Hamanadev mincha yavi ima. 2nd kmitza. 3rd one, hamala kmitz b'chutz. 3, so far 3. Shnei bezichen, now we add 2 more. Those are shnei bezichen that you have by the lechem apunim every single Shabbos. How much of the levoina do you put into every bazach? Tu'unin shnei kimatzim. You need 2. So therefore you have 5 altogether, the 3 that we enumerated, and the 2 that are shayach to lechem apunim.
Each bazach has 1 kmitza?
Exactly okay. Right.
And in a mincha, you're putting a kmitza of levona in each mincha, but then you have to do when you take the kmitza...
Mm-hmm. You push it to the side. You don't have... Because you have a kutz of levona, you're going to go and passel the kmitza.
Right, so then what do you do with this Lavona?
You put it back when you burn it.
The second kli, you put it in the Akhtar kli.
Remember, you start with one large kli shor. Right. And that kli shor is you first pour it in Shemin, and then you go and put it in your mincha, then you sow less, and then you go and do a Beliva. And now when you're all done, now you pour Lavona on it.
Yeah.
Now, Koyin, we're all ready for the Kmitza. Koyin comes over, pushes the Lavona to the side, takes his Kmitza, puts it in a second kli shor, and now you add to that the Lavona from the first kli shor, put it all in. To the top of the mizbeach, and you makter both the kmitza together with all the levain. The levain is not edible, so you take all the levain and you add it to the kmitza, and you put on the mizbeach.
Well, 1 second, you only have a kmitza to start with the levona.
Correct.
If you push it aside, and you have to do another. How do you do a kmitza
from the flour?
No, but you have to do levona kmitza on the levona also.
No.
Kmitza is a volume. It's a volume. Okay. It's a measurement.
But what you are alluding to, and which Barry was alluding to before. He said, when do you measure that kmitza? After all, we're not talking about 1 ounce or 5 ounces. We're talking about kmitza. Kmitza is the 3 fingers.
Right.
It depends on how large your hand is. If a baalim are bringing the levoina, you better bring a kmitza. He brings a kmitza. I have it here. The coin is huge. He's an oig melech habushan. And he said, that won't fit into 1 finger. It's not going to fit into 3 fingers. Mm-hmm. So the question is, whose kmitza? Is it the baalim? Or is it the coin? That's basically what's bothering you. And it's bothering all of us. Anyway, that's the next toisvis. Toisvis says it's a machlaikis. L'yifreis men ha-koimit. You see the middle toisvis. Mesach l'shkol and perek shloish osim. We'll get back to it in Mitchum shortly when we go start shas again. Pligi ilishir yad ba'alim. Ilishir yad koin. So if the ba'alim have a large hand, and he hands it over to the koin, and the koin has a small hand, so the extra will be moisrim. And moisrim we already learned on Shabbos. We had the extra 6, 7 Pushkas in the base of Shaifris, where you put him for the moisture. See, I'm moist over there. On the other hand, if it turns out the Balaam's hand is too small and the coin's more, we'll tell the Balaam, Gaitzahaim, and bring some more Levoina, or buy it from the Gizbar, buy a little bit more Levoina, because we don't have enough for the Kemitza for that. So Machloikis, Yad Balaam or Yad Koin. Give him a hand. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah, so we went through the 5 Kemitza. Zot right to the Mishnah. Harilai Zohar. Person says, I'm going to donate gold for the Gizbar and the Beis Midrash for the Bet HaKabbas. So how much do you have to give? The minimum is a dinar Zohar. That's the smallest amount that you can give more. You have to give at least a dinar Zohar. If he says, I'm going to go and give Kesev, L'yifchim Medina Kesev. I've got to give dinar Kesev. Nechoishes, L'yifchim more Kesev. Now, Rashi explains, we don't mean more kesef, that he has to give physically more kesef. It means he has to give enough nechoshes, which has the value of a more kesef. What's the reason for that? Because when you're talking about nechoshes, you're talking normally pennies. Pennies. Today, what's a penny? It's a chorin of the bruchos. Yeah, pennies.
Right. Good. So
but,
sad.
But, yeah, I'm so upset. But when they did have pennies, those were all made out of copper.
It makes no sense.
Good. That was great. Anyway, it's such a sensible thing that you're saying. So, nechoshes lo yifchi mo kesef, the amount of nechoshes, it can't be puny. A person is giving a nedovah to the Beis Midrash. So when he said nechoshes, we assess his mind that it meant the amount of nechoshes that fits into at least one mo of kesef. Pirashti nidem ma pirashti. He says, I was mafarish, but I don't know how much. Rashi learns for Rashi, kach v'chal zohav l'moshel. I said so, but I don't remember. I said something. Because if he just said, harilai zohav, you only have to give a dinner zohav. But if he says, I don't remember, so maybe he promised to give $1,000, maybe $1,000,000. So ma pirashti. Yeh maybe at shiyoy mali l'kach v'skavati. He has to go and give the maximum that would possibly be in his hasogos. Right, a billionaire, when he says, I'm going to give gold, maybe he meant $50 million worth of gold. But if you have a person who's only a millionaire, he's not going to give $50 million because he doesn't own $50 million. So how much are you going to give? He's going to give $10,000, $50,000, whatever his assumption is.
How much
is
it seems for about buying the menachos?
Yeah, exactly.
This is Robert's question before. Why don't you say for about Malchus? A poor man who's giving a mincha is not going to give 1830 Esronim.
For sure not.
So why don't we have the same? We should have the same limitation by.
So we're not assuming that in his mind he had 1830. We're assuming that it could be anywhere from 1 to 60.
So you just
bring 60. Okay. Yeah, but maybe it's going to be part. Maybe I said 59. Maybe I said 50. And then you can have the problem of bringing chulin bazar according to the first pshat, or going having you can't mix the dova and enough, or you're going to have the problem how you do the second kmitzah shiraim. All those issues that we dealt with previously. Okay, zokti gemara, tana rabbanan. How do I know that you can bring eitzim as a carbon? It doesn't say the word. It says the extra word karban. Where does it say in extra word karban? By a mincha. Be straight to by a mincha. The nefesh ki sakif karban mincha l'Hashem. It could have said the nefesh ki sakif mincha l'Hashem. Why did it say Korban mincha? That korban tells you malamish menadav eitzim. You can menadav eitzim just like in menadav a korban mincha. You can be menadav a korban eitzim. The kama, how much is that? Shnei gezirin, like we said in the Mishnah. How do you know shnei gezirin? Maybe 5, maybe 20. V'cheinu oimer v'agirol yisipam al korban o eitzim. Oh, you see from that pasuk that there's something known as a korban eitzim. So when the first pasuk says korban mincha, yeah, come on, it doesn't mean, give me a break. Maybe korban means an oil, maybe it means a shloban, maybe it means an osham. Why do you say it's eitzim? Oh, you see, because it's in the pasuk, the korban is called korban, eitzim are called a korban. Now, since they're called a korban, Rabbi Omer eitzim korban hay, to an amelach, just like you add to every other korban, you have to go and add salt, you have to add salt to these eitzim. Nobody's going to eat from them, makes no difference. You have to add salt. Utunam hagasha. Because we learn it from Korban Mincha, just like a Mincha, you have to do a Gosha to the southwestern corner. Mm-hmm. Here too, you have to do the same southwestern corner. You have to take the Eitzim and put it next to the corner of the
Mizbech.
Doesn't say anything about a Kli. But what we will now talk about is Amarava, Divri Rabbi Eitzim, Tun, and Kemitza.
That's really a Borokashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashashash
But now the question is, how can you go and take a kmitz from etzim? Go and take from etzim. Says Rashi, you have to go and you have to pulverize it and make it etzim dakim like sawdust. Look at second wide line of Rashi, second wide line down below. Etzim dunam kmitza shemer raskan le etzim dakim, clenching a little etzim love. Until you can fill up a malikomitz of those etzim.
If you would do that,
because etzim is wood, very good. Amra Papa. Now the question the brother Shai is bothered about: the different etzim, the different Rebbe, etzim tzrichim etzim. In other words, don't think of these etzim as being the lumber, the gizri etzim that you're using for other kabbanis, but rather prior to putting these eitzim on, you have to already have your shnei gizrei eitzim of your standard every single day for your karban oilas tumit shel shachar and all the other karbanos, and you put the eitzim on top of those eitzim, because this is not eitzim for fuel, this is eitzim for a karban. Beautiful. Okay, levoina liyufleish mina koymitz. When you bring the levoina, you have to bring a koymitz or levoina. Meaning, how do I know? That's it. Heirim mena bekoymitzoy. Heirim haroma bekoymitz. Misoyus mincha misham. That is kol alevoina. So we started off with the koymitz of the soyus of the mincha. We finish off at the levoina. Makish levoina leharoma the mincha. My roma the mincha is a koymitz. Levoina. No, because it doesn't say expressly, but the smichus the hekish, just like the levoina. That's like the soyus is a kmitza. Same thing, the Levoin is a Kemitza. Tana Rabban, Harilai Lemizbeach. Yovi Levoin, Shein Lechadovi, Shekar, Legam Mizbeach, El Levoin. What's going on over here? The person said, Harei Olai Lemizbeach. I'm bringing something which is Kulai Kadosh Lemizbeach. Not for anybody else. Just for the Heilige B'Shefer, I'm bringing something. What he should bring is, he has to bring Levoin. Why Shein Lechadovi, Shekar, Legam Mizbeach? There's nothing, no other Karim which is exclusive only to the Mizbeach, nothing for the Kehanim, nothing for the Baalim, nothing for nobody, it's only for the Beshefer. He said, Haram Mizbeach, that means only Levayim. However, the Levayim.
It's all the wine
goes. Please, let's wait, a little patience. Pirashi ben Yedea ma Pirashi. What happens if he says, I was Mafarish, something Kul Lemizbeach, but I don't remember what? Then we take a broader category of things that you can put on the Mizbeach, even though they're not exclusive Mizbeach. What are those? As we'll see, the Gemara is going to give us a list momentarily. Let's go back to the Resh. He said, I write the Mizbeach, something which is exclusive on the Mizbeach, he has to bring Levoina. There's nothing else like it, like Levoina, Kulikar. Frank him over, Ika Oila, Oila's Kula Kolil. Ika, the Oila Lekahanim, you see, not the whole. But Ika Oila's Oif, which is totally on the Mizbeach. Ika Murvanoitza, what do you do with the Murvanoitza?
It goes next to the Kesh.
You throw it down. What happens if you're all the way down the other side?
Yeah, way for it.
24 Amas, yeah. Anyway, so that doesn't go on the Mizbeach, so it's not Kula Mizbeach. The Ika and the Sachim, what you're talking about.
Right.
The Minch Lesach, that goes on the Mizbeach. Doesn't go on the Marochim, the Mizbeach. He says, Kula Mizbeach. He goes, Leshitin Azli. And this Tana holds, the one you say, Arai Lemizbeach, he means on the Marocha, not in the Shitim. Fekhi Benka Mincha Sesachim, where it's part of the Mincha. Even the Ika Mincha, the Achli Kahanam Mina, since there are other Menoches where the Kahanam do, in other words, your normal, regular Kar Mincha, the Kahanam eat the Shirayim, like Psikale, this person would not have said, Harei Olai Lemizbeach, and have in mind for a Minchas Nisachim, because he knows this can get confusing. There's so many other Menoches where there is a portion which goes to the Kahanam and not to the Mizbeach. I'm not going to get involved in questionable things that I have to start asking Rabbunim and going over my sugya and Nochum in that. When he said Olam Mizbeach, we assume something which is clear cut. He asked a psychologist with a psychiatrist. Good. We could stop here, but we can still go to the Mishnah. It'll take us another minute. Harila Yisov Leifreish Medinazov. Fake the Mar of the Dilma Nascha. Famous Nascha de Rababa.
Yeah, right.
Why are we talking about a dinazov? Maybe it means a bar, right? It's Fort Knox. Do they have Fort Knox? They have gold bars.
Yes, they do.
That's what they say. Supposedly, who knows? Maybe the Iranians stole it already. Anyway, Bidul Manaska, maybe it means Takanas, which is much more than a dinner Zav. Amrav Luzah, the Omer Matbeah. The Mishnah didn't say that. But he said, Hairalai, Matbeah Zav. Oh, so then he has to give it the minimum dinner Zav. Vegemar Bidul Mapriti, maybe he's referring to prutois, pennies. Lav Dafka, pennies, it means maybe smaller denominations. Amrav Papa Priti Davali Avdiyanchi, the smallest denomination when it comes to gold is automatically a dinner, so that's the minimum you have to go and give. Kessel Yifkois me dinner, Ulta dinner Kessel. Noch over dinner Naska, maybe even Zagant Shtik, same territory, but losing the Oman, he said, my pay of Kessel. Fakim of Doma Priti, maybe he means Prutois, and here now Lavdavka Prutois, because less than a dinner of Zah, of dinner of Kessel, you have underneath that you have your Ma'a, and you have your Punjoin, and you have your Isser, all of these are silver coins. So maybe Takamentas and Isser, as opposed to...
It's a half dollar, a quarter, or a dime, not just a silver dollar.
Oh. Amar Rav Sheshes, you're right. In this town, people, I guess, were more wealthy, and the smallest coin that was in current in the currency was a dinner kesef. But if you go to Chweiss, where over there people go and use smaller coin, whatever this woman's coin is in circulation, that would be the one that we will assume that's what he meant. What is the value of a more kesef or the nechoshes? When he said her like nechoshes, the smallest value would be the amount of nechoshes that you use to produce a small
fork,
gupel, right? A fork. Right? She says, mazlikon, a clean chiga gupela, made out of nechoshes, whatever that value is. Presumably it's similar to, maybe the same as more kesef. That's what you have to give. What can you use such a small, little, tiny, little fork for? Amrabaya, two purposes. Both are related to the menorah. Shemachavtin bo psilos. Rashi says psilos means that after the psila has already burned for a while, and now you are improving it, you take off the top, the burned head part, you cut that off, and then the rest of it is a brand new psila, so you can go and continue lighting from there. So that machatim means to remove the top. Then after the neiros have burned, and you have an accumulation of ash, you go and take this to go and, like a little fork, like a little...
When we know you got the wax.
Exactly. Good. Right. We didn't have this in the Mishnah. What happens to the person is Harry like Barzal Tanya? What's a Kali Oyev in English?
A
scarecrow.
Right.
A scarecrow.
Right, because they're the birds at the top of the roof of the.
That's awful.
Exactly. We know what a scarecrow looks like when we were little kids. We saw pictures. Yeah. We don't mean that type of scarecrow. According to Rashi, others that can learn a scarecrow like this
Marazet.
A shape of a person, a shape of a face. Yeah. The Kama, how much is that? Rabbi Yosef, Amma al Amma. What are you going to use an amal amma of the kalya oirid, of the barzel, of the kalya oirid? Now, what exactly? How do you use this barzel? So you see a claim Shigarashi. Rashi says kalya oirid. It's the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Kalya oirid. Masmeros are spikes or nails. Chadin, which are sharp. Toichvin barosh gag haheichel. You go and place them on the top of the heichel. Lechalois orvin to go and
not welcome. So I know.
An unwelcome sign. Aros, al oirim aros. Shelo yeshu, all of they shouldn't go and sit there, because if they sit there, number one, they make it shmutzik, and number two, sometimes the oirim have in their mouths, they pecked from a nevela, or chas v'shalom from a mess, and therefore they're bringing tuma chulila to the gag of the Beis Hamikdash. We don't want them, aros, and therefore we put up this kali oirim, and the person says, I'm giving a minimum amount of barzel, it's got to be the size of amma al amma. In other words, to go and cover the entire base and make sure that the priors are, that's a very large distance. That would be a lot for all of these masmeiros. You have to go a minimum of an amal. Amal, and then the besmigdish or other people, menadiv, other sections of Basel. They put up big signs. Zeh haskircrow was nisada by Yidei Yanko
so
Schmidt.
Each masmeir was an amal, or they cut it in pieces?
No, it means a location of an amal al amal. In other words, the amount of amal amal that you can put masmeiros there. You didn't put masmeros over the entire thing at the edge.
So small masmeros over
Something like that.
Coverage of a square.
You
want to say something?
Kmitza Livona. Then you do the kmitza. Then what do you do with the Livona?
It's a scare away crows. Or it's a scare away ganavos.
You collect all the Livona and put it with that kmitza in the second klisharis.
Okay.
And that goes on.
Have a great day, everybody. Hatzlachazagi Benchzaki.
My parents.
You should look at that book I shared, Bill. He sent you the PDF.
You gave Kmitza of the Solis, then you put it in.